So we begin again, coming back to our body. Finding a good posture with a straight back. The body totally at ease. Sinking into this place. As we bring our awareness into this room, we give ourselves the total freedom to release all worries and concerns, or whatever grasping you might hold in the mind concerning this session, or concerning this last day. Letting go of complications, distractions, becoming very simple here. Sinking back into this condition of working with our mind. Such a privilege, you know. If you think about it, it's a luxury. Settling your body into a natural state of stillness, relaxation, becoming fully mindful of the body. Letting your awareness spread, filling every part of the body, every cell, becoming highly aware of whatever arises in this present moment. Sometimes I think it's very hard to grasp how amazing our own potential actually is. Very difficult to understand our precious opportunity right now. Really, we have to find a way to fulfill this potential. To really make the most of it. Because if we don't do that, it's such a loss. Not only for our own lives, but it's really a loss for humanity. For existence itself. the best way to really fulfill or work on our potential to do this is to put our body, speech and mind on a path of liberating ourselves, enlightening ourselves with unmistaken methods, cultivating the sublime thought of enlightenment in order to be of benefit, to really feel this, that we can do that right now, something we can put into practice, because now we know how to do it. It's not that we never heard about this or do not know what this is. We actually have a glimpse, have some experience. Not many people have this, really. Yeah, not only sitting cross-legged here and trying to practice these methods is important, but we have to take this within our daily life. We have to incorporate this wisdom, always trying to have a good motivation to keep this going, to implement this. If we can do that, then every single one of our actions becomes the path to liberation, the path to full understanding ourselves and others. And then, as always, in this, after this initial phase, we come into contact again with our breathing. Finding our object. And single-pointedly coming into contact with this, observing the sensations of the breath in the area of our meditation object. Finding a good middle way of being highly aware and totally relaxed about this task. Taking a step back from obsessively trying to do something, but just doing it. As if it was the most natural thing to do. Observing the sensations of the breath, single-pointedly. remembering that there is nothing that we have to control, nothing to create that isn't here, no need to put anything extra, it's all there. Just have to learn how to be with it in a simple, uncomplicated way, letting go of complication, abiding with all our focus in a relaxed manner with the sensations of our breath. Noticing this quality of joy that we can cultivate as we discipline the mind, knowing of its benefits, having our motivation in mind, then simply doing it, applying the antidotes, holding the object. Sometimes I think that these words, focusing, concentration, single-pointedness, it all has this squeezing connotation to it. This very sharp, edgy, tight connotation. But we have to learn that a concentrated state can be soft like cotton, but at the same time sharp as a razor. We have to experience that for ourselves. But without squeezing our mind on the breath, we rather stay with the breathing in a soft, single-pointed way. So reconnecting for a few moments until we do one more analytical meditation together. So in this meditation, we want to contemplate on all the kindness that we have received from others throughout our life. Because when we recognize that we have been the recipient of incredible kindness, then effortlessly the wish to repay this kindness will arise in our minds. With this understanding, our loving kindness is much easier, much more naturally generated. But we have to understand that this is so, and why, and how it happened. So by gently letting go of your breathing, you can begin by reflecting about the kindness you have received from your very close friends. Maybe you received great support or encouragement, so on. Recognizing the value of certain friends and relatives in your life, so that you stop taking it for granted, have a great sense of appreciation for their kindness. Contemplate on this a little bit. You can do so by bringing to mind specific acts of kindness they have shown you throughout your life. We can think of the kindness and benefit that we have received from our parents, our teachers, and our relatives, by reflecting on the care they gave us when we were young and couldn't protect ourselves from danger, couldn't feed ourselves, couldn't go throughout the day without them. Reflecting how they took care of our education. We learned so many skills from them. So much time and energy that our parents and teachers put into helping us, so that we can learn even the most basic things, like walking, speaking, tying our shoes, reading, writing. How they continued to help us that we could really develop our qualities, develop our talents. Because all we take for granted now, we did actually learn these things from somebody. All our abilities and talents and skills are due to people who taught us and trained us. Spend some time reflecting on this and developing some sense of gratitude for the kindness you've received from these people who have brought you up, cared for you, and educated you for so many years. Then what is a bit more difficult to realize, more subtle, is the kindness that you have received from strangers. For example, the people who have built this meditation hall that we are sitting here in right now. We do not know them, but without their kindness, we would not be able to do meditation in here, being protected from the elements, the cold. The people that prepare our food, people that make the clothes we're wearing, the shoes we're wearing. And we do not know their motivation for this, but because somebody made this, we have the benefit of wearing that. We benefit from that. Of course, yeah, when you hear this, you might think, well, I did pay for all this. That's why I have it. But then you can reflect, why are you able to pay for this? It's because of others that gave you the opportunity to earn money to pay for this. The possibility of earning money comes from other beings. And then you still might think, come on, give me a break here. Wait a minute, I worked hard for this money. With all my skills, my talents. It's not their kindness, it is my effort. But then again, reflect a little bit deeper. And again, discover this interconnectedness and see where does the ability to work in this way with your skills and talents come from. That you are able to do this. This depends on those people who taught you, educated you, and so forth. Of course, we're not trying to put ourselves down here, but the possibility for this to happen actually is due to others, is dependent on others. Try to see this for yourself. Thinking about the food you had for lunch today, how many beings participated in preparing the food, producing the food, transporting the food, growing it, and so on? Again, we don't know them, but we have received a lot of benefit from them. Thinking about the countless insects that prepared the ground so that the food was able to grow in the first place. So try to see, regardless of what the motivation of other beings is, the fact is that without their effort, without the energy of others, we would not be able to stay alive. Even if their motivation was just to be kind to their own family, to do these jobs in order to be of benefit to their own family, these are acts of kindness. Maybe not to us directly, but in the end we benefit. Try to see that. See this amazing interconnectedness that we rely on in our life, and develop a sense of kindness for the people doing what they do. Let your heart open to this, to these strangers, feeling some gratitude. Because when you think about this deeply, it's actually very mind-blowing. Thank you. ourselves. So with this feeling of gratitude and seeing how dependent we are, we can dedicate our positive energy to them, sending this out, wishing that through our own understanding, we can develop ourselves to be of greater benefit, to repay this kindness. Be it with very small or with big acts, living a life that constantly repays the kindness that we received in order to benefit. Wanting everyone else to receive the same benefit as we enjoy right now. So if you wish, you can dedicate this one.